This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF Managing Director to head delegation to Jamaica this month, $389 million sewage treatment project launched, and government partners with Lime for Startup Jamaica. News in detail after this message.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde, is to head a delegation to Jamaica later this month. Ms. Lagarde will arrive on June 27 to participate in meetings with Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, and other senior members of the government. The IMF Managing Director will also take part in a number of outreach activities before departing the island on June 28. Ms. Lagarde's visit underscores the fund's support for Jamaica's economic reform program and signals its commitment to assisting the wider Caribbean. The most recent IMF review mission to Jamaica in May concluded that the country's overall economic performance under the program remains strong and its economic outlook is improving. The government has launched a $389 million sewage treatment project to improve systems at six health facilities across the island. The project will be implemented using technology developed by the Scientific Research Council, SRC. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the partnership with the SRC will be far-reaching for persons utilizing the facilities and those living in communities where the institutions are located.
This project, in relation to what it will do, the impact it will have on the environment, on communities, because in a real way, we are very clear about the kind of diseases that can emerge in circumstances where sewage is not properly taken care of. And so this is a most important project.
Minister Ferguson was addressing the recent launch of the sewage treatment project being financed by the National Health Fund, NHF. The project has two phases and is being developed by the use of anaerobic digestion technology. The government has partnered with telecommunications company Lime to provide internet connectivity, furniture, and equipment for the Startup Jamaica initiative. Startup Jamaica is a public-private partnership for economic growth and development. It's aimed at helping Jamaica's innovators and entrepreneurs develop an idea into a product, thus increasing employment and access to foreign exchange. The agreement was formalized through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson and Head Retail Lime, Stephen Price Monday. Minister Robinson thanked Lime for supporting the initiative, which he says augurs well for economic growth and development in Jamaica.
They have been extremely supportive from the beginning, and we're very happy that we have gotten to the stage where we have a formal MOU that we can sign with them.
Startup Jamaica is expected to be launched later this year and seeks to provide mentorship and other business support for aspiring and new technology entrepreneurs. And State Minister with responsibility for primary healthcare infrastructure, Luther Buchanan, is appealing to Jamaicans to practice road safety. Speaking at the third staging of the National Road Safety Poster Competition Award ceremony in Kingston recently, Mr. Buchanan reiterated that road crashes consume a significant amount of health resources.
Accidents and intentional injuries account for a large portion of persons that we see at our hospitals, and this puts a strain on the capacity of our doctors to deliver care effectively. One accident can result in hours of surgery and the tie-up of a doctor and an operating theatre for hours, impacting care to others in need.
The National Road Safety Council, NRSC, is reporting that since the start of the year, 140 persons have died as a result of road accidents. This is 16 more than for the corresponding period last year and 31 more than for the same period in 2012. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.